All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. And you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the 2018 World Series is set to begin tonight, and it will feature two historic Major League Baseball franchises in the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox. Surprisingly, this will be the first World Series meeting between both of these two franchises since 1916, when the Dodgers were still called the Brooklyn Robins. Now, the Dodgers are looking to avoid losing consecutive World Series, and you look at some of the most recent clubs who have fallen to that feat, if you want to call it that. You look at the Atlanta Braves in 1991, 1992. You also look at the Texas Rangers in 2010 and 2011, and of course the Dodgers themselves in 1977 and 1978. And in that case, the Dodgers actually lost consecutive World Series to the New York Yankees. Now, the Dodgers had a slow start to this year, as it was a bit of a World Series hangover. They had a slew of injuries. They lost Corey Seager for the year. Clayton Kershaw was out. And of course, third baseman Justin Turner was out. But once they got Turner back and once they got Kershaw back, and the fact that other contenders in the NL West were unable to really separate themselves from the Dodgers, the Dodgers got that momentum going in the second half of the season. And of course, that big trade to acquire Manny Machado from the Baltimore Orioles really helped. And then, you know, they've been able to carry it over. They found a way to beat the Rockies and win the NL West. They took care of business in the LDS versus the Atlanta Braves. And then, of course, they found a way to defeat the Milwaukee Brewers in seven games in the NLCS. And you look at this Dodgers club as a veteran team. They've been there. They've done that. And now they want to get back to the World Series and win. And that's a credit to manager Dave Roberts, who has been able to keep this ship afloat all season long. And of course, you know, he's going to rely on his big starter leading that rotation in Clayton Kershaw. I mean, throughout his career, he's had his ups and downs in the postseason. But you look at what he was able to do in game five of the LCS versus Milwaukee, as he shut down that lineup, came out of the bullpen for game seven to seal the deal and send the Dodgers back to the World Series. And of course, he is going to be relied on big time in this series with the Red Sox, especially in game one, going up against another solid lefty in Chris Sale. But behind Kershaw, it's going to have to be the other guys, such as, you know, the Rich Hills and the Walker Buehlers of the world, to try to go out there and give Dave Roberts quality innings and set things up for his bullpen. And this Dodgers lineup, you look at the likes of Manny Machado, Justin Turner, Yasiel Puig, Max Muncy, and Cody Bellinger. And, you know, these guys have been doing it all season long. And I think another guy to keep an eye on for the Dodgers in this series will be outfielder Matt Kemp, because now with the designated hitter used at Fenway, you know, I guarantee Roberts is going to, you know, give him some looks at DH, and, you know, which allows Yasiel Puig to stay in right field. And on top of that, you're now getting Kemp's bat in the lineup. So I think that's going to be very big for the Dodgers going forward. How much is Dave Roberts going to trust catcher Yasmani Grandal? Because he had so many struggles in that series versus Milwaukee with pass balls and wild pitches. It's a situation where, you know, is Roberts going to roll with this guy? Or is he going to say, you know what, there's too much at stake here? But knowing Dave Roberts and knowing the way that he is, he's definitely going to give Yasmani Grandal a look in this series. And of course, Kenley Jansen, a lights out closer for the Dodgers, when he is on arguably the best closer in the game right now. And then for the flip side for the Boston Red Sox, you have first year manager Alex Cora, who has been pushing all of the right buttons all season long. Boston was able to defeat the defending World Series champions and the Houston Astros in the ALCS without really not having the services of one Chris Sale to lead that rotation. Sale pitched the first game, and surprisingly, that was the only game of that series that Boston lost. So it just shows you the depth that they have in this pitching staff, and I think it was big for David Price to get that win in the LCS versus the Astros, because that confidence has to be going over into the World Series, which is going to be big. You also look at the likes of Nathan Eovaldi and Rick Porcello, you know, at the front of this rotation. You look at that solid bullpen from the Red Sox, and they got to give the ball to Craig Kimbrell in the ninth inning. But you look at this stacked lineup for the Red Sox, led by Mookie Betts. You look at Jackie Bradley Jr. and what he was able to do in that LCS versus the Astros, which led him to be the series MVP. Of course, J.D. Martinez, Andrew Benintendi, Xander Bogaerts, the Killer Bees, and Rafael Devers, who came up big at third base after Cora made the move to put Eduardo Nunez on the bench and give it to the youngster. You look at the intangibles in this series. First time that Kershaw is going to be pitching at Fenway Park. It's a very historic park, and if you're the Dodgers, you definitely don't want to get caught up in the moment. You look at some very important things in the series. I think the Dodgers have to go out there and steal game one. Why? Because you're facing a guy in Sale who, you know, he had a little bit of a stomach bug. And if you're the Dodgers, especially that first time around in that lineup in game one, you want to try to find a way to work that count as much as possible, which allows your guys to see some pitches. And on top of that, since Sale has not pitched, you want to see where his stamina is at. Is he going to get fatigued? And will you be able to get to that Boston bullpen earlier than you want to? I think that's a big factor in this series. I think the Dodgers definitely want to go out there and try to steal game one and get some momentum for themselves, with games 3, 4, and 5 being at home at Dodger Stadium. You look at the bullpen, and right now I'm going to give the edge to Kenley Jansen. Why? Because Craig Kimbrell has been very, very shaky throughout this postseason run for the Boston Red Sox, and he needs to really buckle it down in the ninth inning sooner rather than later. But I think there's going to be some pressure on this Dodgers pitching staff to try to slow down this hot Red Sox lineup, because they've been doing so much damage with two outs. And they're so deep that you really can't focus on it on one single guy, because I guarantee you most people did not have Jackie Bradley Jr. penciled in as the ALCS MVP at the start of the series. But you look at the damage that he did. And of course, Mookie Betts being the table setter for this team, more than likely the AL MVP. We know about the big bat that J.D. Martinez has, and the likes of Andrew Benintendi and Xander Bogaerts continuously go out there and get big time victories. This Red Sox team, they simply keep finding a way. The Dodgers, they found their way all season long, and they fought, scrapped, and clawed when a lot of people wrote them off. So I think this is going to make for a very good series. And I think tonight's pitching matchup between Chris Sale and Clayton Kershaw should be a dandy. And it's just going to be interesting who will blink first. But at the end of the day, the Red Sox have been the best team in Major League Baseball all season long. I'm not going to shy away from that, and thus I'm going to give the Boston Red Sox the win in the World Series over the Los Angeles Dodgers in 6 games. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.